It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Stats Canada released their 2024 crop production estimate on Thursday morning, and as expected, it was a little bit friendly to the canola market, neutral to friendly to the wheat market. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers for this report.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
Stats Canada released their crop production estimate for 2024 for their principal crops, and as expected, the report was a little bit friendly, especially when you look at it for canola, and it was even neutral to friendly as far as the wheat market was concerned. Total wheat production for 2024 came in at 34.96 million metric ton. That's versus the 35.04 million metric ton that was estimated. This was up 6% for the year, but still less than expected, so a little bit friendly. Durum wheat came in at 5.87 million metric ton. That's down from the expectation of 6.1. It was still up 43.6% over last year's horrible crop. Spring wheat production came in at 26.08 million metric ton. That was slightly above the 25.95 million metric ton that was expected. And it was up about 2% for the year, but not a bad number overall. So it was turned out to be a little neutral to friendly to the wheat side of things. For canola, though, the estimate came in at 17.85 million metric ton. That's down from the 18.5 that was expected and down from 19.19 million metric ton that we saw last year. So canola production continues to decline as far as Canada is concerned, which is extremely friendly to the U.S. market. That was down 7% for the year because of lower yields and lower acres. So that was overly friendly to the canola market. For soybeans, production came in at 7.57 million metric ton. That was up 8% for the year. And looking at it for corn, it came in at 15.35 million metric ton, which was down just a 0.5% from the previous year. Sunflower production, wow, that one took a big hit, only at 51,000 metric ton, and that was down 45% from the previous year. Overall, this report actually was a little bit decent for the U.S. grains, as it shows production at or a little bit below expectations for Canada.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.